Our next public hearing is conditional use number 2385, Consolidated Edison Development Incorporated.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR General Residential District for a solar farm on a 17.45 acre portion, more or less, of a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 29.45 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the north side of West Line Road, which is Sussex County Route 512, approximately 0.67 mile west of Delmar Road, which is Route 54. The 911 address is 8517 West Line Road, Delmar, and the tax parcel ID is District 532, Map 19, Parcel 57.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's site plan, a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, a copy of a letter received from the Delaware Department in terms of a service level evaluation response. We have a copy of a letter from Sussex County Engineering, Utility Planning Division, and I would note we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, for the record, Joe Shanahan appearing on behalf of the applicant. Conditional use number 2385 is our Delmar B project located at 8517 West Line Road, Delmar, Delaware. For the purpose of this public hearing, I respectfully request that my testimony presented in connection with public hearing on conditional use 2381 be entered into the record.
So granted.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The specifics of the site, all as shown on the site plan submitted, are the lease conditional use area is 17.21 acres on an overall 29.45 acre parcel. Setback is approximately 478 feet from Delaware Avenue. Access is by a 20-foot wide gravel driveway. The site is currently undeveloped except for a single-family dwelling occupied by the landowner's daughter at the front of the project parcel. There are portions of wooded areas towards east, west, and north. There are some wetlands to the south and western sides of the property, but all development is outside the wetlands. The site is owned by William J. and Janet James. Mr. and Mrs. James purchased the property in April 2010 because it was adjacent to their then existing property where they continued to reside. Mr. James and his daughter, who lives next door, were here earlier this evening, but with all due respect to Mr. James' age, about 8:15, he decided it was time to go home.
He had that luxury.
Couldn't agree with you more. I did meet with Mr. and Mrs. James at the property last month on the occasion of their 60th wedding anniversary, and they shared with me things that you've heard before. They are hopeful that this conditional permit will be granted in order that they could have the rental income for many years to come, in order that they can continue to maintain the two family properties and keep it in the family. Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, thank you for your attention with regard to this particular presentation. If you or the public have any questions, I'll be glad to try to address them.
All right, sir, thank you. And, well, we're back to you, Ms. Wingate.
No comments, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
No, sir.
Comments?
No, sir.
Okay, staff, anybody?
No, for me, thanks.
Okay. Mr. Roberts?
None for me, thanks.
Okay. All right, then. You'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if anybody has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2385, Consolidated Edison Development Incorporated? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2385? Okay, if anyone on the commission have any further questions, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening and see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next